And now we're joined by today's guest on the phone, Neil Baidup, the chair of the Waikato Hauraki and Thames Coromandel area. And if I do that, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Neil. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. Yeah. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks very much. And you've been on the show, oh, I don't know, maybe two or three times before in the past, over the last few years?
Yeah. Something like that, yes. Usually when there's an adverse event or something.
Yeah, when there's something happening, yeah. And so how's it going up at your place at the moment? You got grass enough and things?
Yeah, look, we've had a bit of rain in the last 3 days, so things are greening up a little bit. It's actually fairly tight. Grass covers are not near where they should be, and supplements are getting low. But we have a plan, and we think we'll be able to get through.
It must be tough if you run out completely out of feed and that, because I'd imagine trying to buy supplements now would be either impossible or really expensive.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there is palm kernel available, but it's a very expensive. And I do see a few truck and trailer loads of bales of silage going past. But once again, the price of those has gone up and availability is probably dropping off now, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so, all right. And so was it yesterday or the day before, a medium-scale drought has been declared for the Waikato and South Auckland regions. When's the last time you remember that one happening, Neil?
Certainly not, two years ago, but certainly not this time of the year. It's very, very unusual for us to be dry in May. And, previous droughts we've had have tended to be summer droughts. And they tend to finish in, March, late March, or bad ones sort of go into the middle of April, 20th of April. But for it to stay dry right through into the middle of May is incredibly unusual.
Yeah, sure, is it? Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they've never seen a May like this, as far as no rain, and, it feels more like a March than a May. It's unreal, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Absolutely is. And it looks like we might get a little bit more rain today, but it doesn't look like large quantities of rain coming in the near future anyway, so...
And is the same right out Coromandel and the Hauraki Plains kind of ways out there as well?
Yep, the Hauraki Plains are particularly dry.
I've heard that, yeah.
The other side of the Coromandel Peninsula, Wangamataa down that way, Hekawai, they're all good over there. They've had rain down that east coast, whereas 2 years ago they were incredibly dry.
Right.
But it's dry, Matamata, Morrinsville, Tahuna, even down Tikawiri, it's dry, and along the west coast of the Waikato, some of the hill country sheep and cattle farms, Te Akau, down Raglan and further south are all very dry. Usually they pick up some rain coming in from the west, but it just doesn't seem to have happened this year.
Yeah, no, that sure was the case around here in Raglan and that, and also talking to people up more towards up Onifiro and Pukekaru and that same thing up there, and Waikaratu, and that, there's nothing up there either, you know?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. It's pretty general, very general.
Yeah, so it's weird, and it's certainly tough. How does this all work, Neil? I mean, is the government... obviously talk to NIWA or someone and then decide, okay, well, the soil deficit moisture deficit levels are so low that it is a drought, or how does it all come about,
Yeah, look, it comes from a recommendation from the community, actually.
Okay.
Our primary industry adverse event cluster in the Waikato have been monitoring how it's been going. That group's made up of the Rural Support Trust, MPI, Civil Defence, Federated Farmers, Beef and Lamb, Dairy NZ, Rural Women, and we've just been monitoring how things have been going. We've been getting input from NIWA as to what has happened in the past and what they're predicting in the future, and we monitor what's happening on farms and feedback from farmers as to what their actual position is. And, you know, we got to that decision last week that, you know, things were very tight. And, yeah, there's one or two things we could do to help the situation. One of those is to recognise that it is very dry, and so that farmers do appreciate that they're not the only ones, that it is widespread. And then there's a few things come into place. There's some changes to the income equalisation account that works through in land revenue, which means if farmers have sold capital stock and don't have feed to buy in more capital stock, they can use that. So it's important they talk to their accountants around that, and mm-hmm. that can just help ease them through the transition from one season to another. There's a feed service available through Federated Farmers online or through a phone number. And Rural Support Trust is working with Dairy NZ and Beef and Lamb in particular, at running events around the country to get farmers off farm, come together, share some thoughts on plans to get through. Every farm will be totally different, so it's talking about their situation and how they can move forward. So.
Mm. And does that take the form of like a barbecue at down at the town hall or something like that, Neil? Usually, or
yep, there's a number of those. Some of them will be based on beef and lamb events that are being held. Some of them will be based on discussion groups that are being held. So often a barbecue and a chat, and we can just point out to people what assistance is there, and if people are getting desperate, they can and not sure how to go forward, there's advice there from Beef and Lamb and Dairy NZ if they're contacted, or from private advisors. Mm. And if they're getting stressed, they can ring the Rural Support Trust and have a chat to us, and we can help them develop a plan to go forward.
Mm. And where do folks get information about where these things are happening, where and when, and that kind of thing? Is it best to jump on the Rural Support website, you think, Neil? Or?
Yeah, Rural Support website. Probably Facebook is a pretty popular one nowadays. And on the Dairy NZ website and Beef and Lamb websites. So those things are all available in those places. So
I guess the message is make realise that you're not alone if you're struggling to find tucker for your animals, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You're not alone, and if you don't know where to turn, just at least reach out for help to somebody, two people together can do better than one on their own. So and keep talking to friends and neighbours, some people have been through these things before and have things that have worked for them, and there's actually a webinar tonight run by Dairy NZ around how to get through the dry and that sort of thing. So it's available 7 till 8 tonight.
Okay, so 7 to 8, if you look up Dairy NZ, you'll be able to jump on that one, Neil? You'll
be able to jump on that one and have a look,
Is that open to like asking questions in that
Q&A
session?
I believe so, yes. There'll be three people. I'm one of the people on that, and there'll be a couple of other people there just talking about some of the ways to get through and some of the support that's available, and there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. So.
Because I imagine if you do need to destock, I'd imagine the works are all pretty full. I mean, but I suppose there's here Northland's pretty flush with grass and other places. So,
yep.
Do you know how the markets are flowing in that kind of way at all, Neil? Or?
Yeah, I know that the meatworks are slow. If you're planning to get rid of animals, you've got to book them in. But if there's there is feed, I think, available or grass in Northland and the Hawke's Bay or the whole East Coast is really quite flush with grass. There may be some opportunities to sell a few animals and that sort of thing.
Mm, mm, so. Mm. Yeah, Yeah, no, so, certainly tough, I guess. Yeah, coming into, I guess a lot of folks coming into calving and on dairy farms especially as well. So, yeah, it's the pinch so, is kind of is on, you know.
Yep, yep. The positive thing is that it's still very warm, and any rain we get will grow grass. And thinking back to 2 years ago, the Hauraki Plains was a small isolated area that was incredibly dry, and they didn't get rain until the end of May. But by calving time, they had good grass on their farms.
So, okay.
The grass really grew through June and July. So, yeah, it can happen. After a long dry, the grass will take off. So I'm just hanging my hat on that a bit and saying, well, yeah, once we do get rain, it's likely that the grass will grow a heck of a lot faster than it normally does at this time of the year, and will compensate for some of the, you know, some of the losses we've had over the last few months.
Yeah, well, that's a good, positive, hopeful thing to think of, yeah. And like you say, it is still quite warm. I mean, yeah, you can still see mushrooms popping out, maybe. I haven't seen any yet, but there might be some yet.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, and that would be incredible for May. You know, that's generally a February, March type thing. So I did see on the golf course, probably only a week ago, I saw a few mushrooms. So that was incredible.
Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. All right, well, yeah, thanks very much for coming on, Neil. Really appreciate it. And I guess, you know, your parting words to anybody listening who might be, you know, a bit concerned about things or whatever.
Yeah, look, just reach out for help. Ring the Rural Support Trust or any of the other industry bodies, and just connect. And, we're there to help. So 0800 787 254.
0800 787 254. Or we can hit up the website well. I mean, that's a great resource. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there, and
it certainly is. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thanks very much, Neil. You're coming on, you know, really short notice. I really appreciate your availability to come on the show and have a talk to people. Much appreciated, Neil. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Have all right. Good day. Cheers, Neil. Cheers.
Bye.
Neil Bate up there, folks, from the Rural Support Trust. That was Neil is the chair of the Waikato Thames Coromandel. And, yes, it's pretty grim out there as far as grass growth goes. But we haven't done the weather yet, but we'll get to that. I'll play a song, then we'll get to the weather. But there is rain in the forecast. And, yeah, like Neil was just saying there's always that... like I was saying in the Hauraki Plains here a couple of years ago that... they got plenty of growth in a couple of short months before calving anyway. So yeah, there's always hope there, folks. So, hang in there. And, yeah, if you do need help, they're a great organisation and they'll do whatever they can for you. That's a Rural Support Trust, and they're 0800 787 254. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a farm owner, farm worker, lifestyle blocker, whatever, just... give them a ring and they'll be able to point you in the right direction for a lot more advice. So, yeah, don't hesitate to use that number, which is 0800 787 254, or check out the website, or, yeah, like you said, go to Dairy NZ or Sheep and Beef or whatever other crowds there are. Rural Women's New Zealand, who we'll be having on the show next week.